My grandfather, Tommy Pitkin. He was a miner from Treherbert in the Welsh Valleys. He'd served in the Royal Navy during the First World War and been mentioned in dispatches for heroism. I should also mention, for reasons later on in his story, that he was a useful boxer and was light heavyweight champion of the Royal Navy. Tommy went back to the mines after the war and became a member of the Communist Party. He became friendly with George Thomas, the Daily Walker reporter and Rhondda Valley councillor. And when Tommy volunteered to join the International Brigade at the grand old age of 52, he went off to Spain and he wrote regularly to George. And if I read you the excerpts from his letters, it might better explain what went on. Tommy set off for Spain and he got as far as the French-Spanish frontier and was arrested along with four other comrades. He spent 15 days in a French prison for trying to enter Spain to join the International Brigade. And this is an excerpt from the letter he wrote about it to George Thomas. I and my four comrades are still okay and in the best of spirits. We got left free yesterday, the 24th, and believe me, George, when we got to Perpignan, it was all a balls up. Very poor arrangements. But we're making up for it now. Ask Nora to translate this cutting for you. And he refers here to a newspaper cutting which gave an account of four men charged with vagabondage because the charge of breaking the law of French non-intervention couldn't be proven because, as Tommy explains in his letter, you will understand why I said lies. I told them I could not fight. I was deaf and blind and 52 years old. Well, at least that bit was true. So he managed to get to Spain with no financial support, and he joined the British Battalion number 898 in April 1937. And the following excerpts are from a letter to George in June that year from Albacete. I have had some narrow goes here, George, believe me. We Welsh boys are all in the same dugout, five of us. Our gun is among the Spaniards and they are great lads. I think, George, old boy, that a bloody heap more boys hanging round the corner should be here with me. But anyway, George, I'm bloody proud that I'm here, whatever the hell happens, and we're bloody sure that we're going to win. We're not coming back until we drive these rats out. And this is something he said at the end of another letter. I'm okay, and if I stops one and don't come back, George, tell all Wales that I was dead game, and bloody proud to die for the cause. Here's an excerpt from a letter he wrote to his wife, my grandmother. In the last push we had at Brunetti, and believe me, my dear, it was a bugger. I wrote to you telling you I was in dock at Madrid. I had some shrapnel in the back of the neck. But I'm A1 now, and I'm going to the front again tomorrow. That will be four fronts I've been on. If I stop one, please remember, my dear, I never fear anything anymore. And this is an excerpt from another of his letters to her. My dear wife, I hope you are in the best of health. As for myself, I'm not so bad, considering myself and my comrades have just come through hell. I expect you've read in the papers by now about the big attack we made. We advanced 20 kilometers, but paid very dear with the lives of our comrades for it. But we gave very heavy losses to Franco's lot and drove hell out of them. There were dead and wounded laying round everywhere. I hope never to see such a sight again, Maud. How the devil I got through, I don't know. I will tell you everything if I get back home all right. We attacked a town on the 6th, but just as we got there, the bounders sent out the women and kiddies first, and then threw bombs over their heads at us. All the women and kids got killed, but we pounded the bounders out for it. We get air raids every day and night. It's bloody awful. We are fighting out in the open, and the sun beats down on us. It's too hot for me. I don't like it. But of course we'll stick. From your loving husband, Tom. My grandfather was taken prisoner during the Calatete action on the 31st of March 1938. He was imprisoned at San Pedro de Cardena. My grandmother hadn't heard from him in a while, and both she and my mother were becoming worried. A relative dropped by one day with the Sunday papers. There on the front page of the News of the World was a picture of Tommy in younger days in a boxing pose under the heading, "Tender-hearted champion of Wales shot dead the night before his release." My mother said she screamed. She was 14 at the time. Tommy's fellow prisoners, who he should have been with, had come home with the report that Tommy wouldn't be cowed and was shot by a firing squad. But my grandmother wanted more information and asked the Foreign Office for confirmation of his death. She was told that the Republican authorities had reported Tommy missing and that his name did not appear in any list of prisoners held by General Franco. For many years, my mother hoped he might have lost his memory, and she went to Spain in search of him, or even his grave. But she was unable to trace any information at all about him. She did, however, get a lead when she was able to get in touch with an American family who told her that their father had been prisoner of war with Tommy. She was told that her father had indeed died and that he'd become enraged when a Spanish guard had hit one of his American comrades with his rifle butt. Tommy socked the guard and was promptly slung up against a wall and shot dead. Someone with the initials WI wrote an epitaph for which I'm very grateful about my grandfather. I don't know who WI is, but it was given to me by the South Wales Miners Library, and as I say, I'm grateful for it. So we must now ring down the curtain upon his greatest and most wonderful fight of all, freedom for the working classes. He confided to all his comrades that the blowing up of women and children had touched his soul, and within 24 hours of making his mind up, he was on his way to Spain. The rest is still fresh in our memories. He was put up against the wall by fascists and executed for bravery. Many a tear has fallen for Tom Picton, believe me. On behalf of my mother, I'd like to thank you all very much for allowing me the privilege to honour my grandfather. Thank you.